Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Faisal, fraud is becoming increasingly, in my opinion, more sophisticated, and fraudsters are becoming more sophisticated, and there's multiple avenues today in which they can now reach out and ply their trade.
Yeah.
And your dad has had a recent experience with this, and we thought we would use that experience to try to elevate the level of education so that people don't fall victim to this.
Yeah, I want to spend more time figuring out how we solve this problem than talking about the problem itself. But really quickly, my father, within 2 days apart, had a couple of issues. One was a phone call from Microsoft. Microsoft does not make outbound calls to fix people's computers.
Proactively,
just because that's their business. It's not. Number two was he had an email that came in and said, click this link so we can protect your computer. And he thought it was fairly real. And both occurrences, he didn't do that. One was the internet shut down on him when he got the call and they wanted to remote into his computer, thank God. And number two, he called me after that experience and said, should I do this? And I said, no. But had he not had someone to talk to, like myself, he would have probably clicked that link or said, yeah, go ahead and connect to my computer, and away we go. And that's part of the problem, just not knowing that there are people who do some bad things out there on the internet.
Right.
Right.
It's their full-time job to be bad guys.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so let's figure out how we kind of educate and look at how we can solve these types of issues. So let's get our expert on the show.
And we've got Sergio Neves joining us. He's an accredited business coach. He's with the Better Business Bureau, and he serves Southern Alberta and East Kootenay. Sergio, welcome to the show.
Hello. Hi, I lost you there for a second, but hello, I'm here, and you're absolutely right. I'm sorry to hear about that experience, Faisal. It is absolutely true. Fraud is the number one crime against seniors, and one of the main things that we're trying to do is to create that awareness, because anyone can be a victim, and they're not alone. So there are resources where they can go. Just to give you some information, some stats, as of July 31st, as of the Canadian Anti-Fraud Center, they received 46,000 reports of fraud, and that equated to $130 million of a loss to Canadians. So this is a real thing that is happening today.
So let's look at some things that we can identify when we approach. Let's start with, I guess, email, because I think that's a bit more complex in some cases.
Yeah.
When emails are going to seniors, some of them are from, they think, are reputable businesses, financial institutions, whatever it may be. What are some of the things that our viewers and listeners here can use as identifiers to kind of say, that doesn't sound or look right to me?
Yeah, that's a great example. Usually those emails are focused on phishing, right? They want to get some information out of you. They want to get something out of you. So first of all, you have to think, where did this come from? Did I contact this business? Does it make sense? Do I even do business with them? Because every now and then, I don't know if you get it, but I get it all the time. I get contacted by businesses that I have never done business with, and they're asking for my information. So that's a big red flag. That's an easy one. But one thing that we can share is that most frauds and most scams share the same characteristics. Some of them, or most of them, have a quick call to action. They don't want you to think about what's happening. They will present you a problem. For example, let's say that I do have Netflix, right? And they're telling me to change my password. They're asking me to do it right away. Otherwise, my account will be locked. And of course, since they're very nice, they will present a link so I can do it. When I click on that link, I will be forwarded to a website that will look exactly as the one that I'm accustomed to, but it's not the real one. And that's how they're going to get my information. So they have that quick call to action. Now, they will have also, most of the times, an emotional diversion. In this case, by saying that my account will be locked, I'm going to be missing out on the product that I'm paying for, on the services that I'm looking for and I enjoy. So they'll have that. So basically, at the end of the day, they're all designed to keep you off balance. And these ones are very simple, but as you were saying at the beginning, they're becoming more and more sophisticated. They even use techniques that real businesses use, such as marketing techniques and psychology behind the whole communication. So we have to be aware that this is happening, yeah.
Sergio, there are companies out there that do this type of stuff to people, but there are sometimes on their emails, you can identify the mistake, the error, And I'll give you an example. There's a financial institution with the name Montreal in it, okay? And when that email came to me, first of all, I don't do any business with that institution. And the way they spelt Montreal was M-U-N.
Mm.
Same logo. It looked like that company put it up right there. But when you look at the name underneath the logo, it said Montreal with a U, and I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Someone's got to get fired on this job, right? And so, yeah. But we know it's not real, but because I saw it, I
yeah.
caught it.
Yeah.
What if it was something so small, like in the small print at the bottom of the email or something you can't?
Right.
What do you look for in those types of things? I can pick out that error, but it's not always easy to pick out the errors if there are any.
Yeah, no, thank you for sharing that one. Yeah, some of the times these guys, let's remember these guys are pros, right? Like you were saying, Dave, as well. These guys have their full-time jobs to try to be bad guys. So they're putting all their effort to try to, you know, disguise their intentions. For example, one of the things, like you were saying, check on the grammar, check on the spelling. And on top of that, do not click on any links that are presented to you on that email. If you feel like you were contacted by that business, go directly to their official channels. So don't continue like clicking on that email. Open a new browser window and look for the official channel. They will have a contact page and call them directly. Because again, if you go and look in the information that you were presented on the email, most of the times they potentially have a little address that you can follow that will look the same as the other one, but it's not. And they might even have a phone number where you can call them. And if you use that information, of course, they're going to have some other scammers, you know, following up with it. But if you use the official channel, you can avoid a lot of headaches.
Sergio, it's through the pandemic, there's been a lot of people that have been pushed online for various things. And they're not necessarily comfortable with being online, but we didn't have much of a choice but to be there. So is it safe to assume that because of that, are we seeing an increase in these kinds of scams?
Absolutely. One of the things is that not everybody was accustomed to it. So not everybody knows what to, you know, focus. I would say the biggest tool that we have is definitely research. Do your research. Now, if you're buying online and you have never bought online before, there are a few tips that you can follow. For example, try to use websites that you're already familiar with. The second one, if you're using a website that you've never seen before, that's fine still. You're getting to know new businesses. It's not bad. However, look for that little secure socket layer. You know that little lock on the top left corner of the address bar? That means that they have encryption on that page, so your information will not be compromised. Of course, on top of that, check on your statements, because even if this happens even with official businesses, there's mistakes, right? This happened to my wife the other day. We went out of town here close in Edmonton, and we booked our hotel through online provider, and we were charged twice. So we would not have noticed if we were not checking on our statement. So definitely keep on top of your statements. Another thing to do is avoid shopping in a public place. If you're gonna do some shopping online, do it at your own place with your own Wi-Fi. You're minimizing exposure. And even better, if you can, and again, in this day and age, everybody has a cell phone. I know my parents have a cell phone, and I try to help them with that as well. If you can download the app for them, and they can just use the app to, you know, do their purchases, even better, because the app is the official channel for that company. It might be a little easier for them to use as well. They're intended for that convenience.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how I protect myself whenever I travel when I'm using my credit card?
I can only imagine.
I don't use mine. I use yours. So if anything goes wrong, I don't have to worry about it. So
I notice the transactions when I'm checking it. Yeah. Oh, Basil must be away.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that trip. I enjoyed it. Thanks.
Thanks. On that particular note, Sergio, listen, I want to thank you very much for sharing some of those tips. I think those are really practical, and hopefully they're going to help some people avoid some of the potential problems that your dad might have run into with that particular scam. Sergio, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure. And just as a last note, I also want to mention that if you have any questions about someone having contacted you, we do have a page at the BBB. It's called the Scam Tracker. You can just Google Scam Tracker, and you can check if anybody else has been already contacted. This is our way to fight back. And if you have been contacted, please let us know so that we can put the word out for consumers and we all protect each other.
Thanks a lot, Sergio. Sergio Neves, who's an accredited business coach with the Better Business Bureau, serving Southern Alberta and East Kootenay. You know, there's a whole bunch of complexity that as you get a little bit older and you move into retirement. It's not just protecting your data, but that's an important one. But we got to live a lifestyle as well, right? And so let's talk about how to do that.
Yeah, let's live a lifestyle that we want in and retirement. How we bulletproof that retirement. We're going to talk about that on Tuesday, September 21st, 7 p.m., live online. You need to register. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Long-term care facilities touch many of our lives. It's becoming a hot topic in the election. Stick around after the break for some discussion on that. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.